Toys R Us, the nation's second largest toy seller, is losing ground to competitors and reported losses of $7 million in its latest quarter. NPR's Jack Speer reports that under new leadership, the company is opening a new line of stores.
Toys R Us traces its roots back to the 1940s, when Washington, D.C. retailer Charles Lazarus began selling toys and baby furniture out of his father's bicycle shop. Since then, it's evolved into a substantial player in the $20 billion a year toy business. But as Walmart and other competitors such as Target have grown, Toys R Us has seen its share of the toy market shrink. Jim Silver is the publisher of Toy Wishes, an industry trade publication. He says the fact that toy sales are also seasonal has prompted the company to expand beyond its core business with some new stores called Jeffrey, named after the company's mascot, Giraffe.
Toys R Us needed to do something besides toys, and which they're doing now with the apparel, with the birthday parties, with the footwear, with the hair salon, which is one of my particular favorites, to bring people in during the first 9 months of the year. To me, the Jeffrey store is the future of Toys R Us.
For Toys R Us, getting traffic into the company's stores throughout the year, not just during holidays, is a major goal, and what the company hopes Jeffrey will do. A disembodied voice welcomes you as you walk into the company's first Jeffrey store, which opened 10 months ago in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Well, it's about time you showed up. Ah, just kidding. Hi, it's Jeffrey.
Joel Anderson is vice president for new ventures at Toys R Us. Since this store opened, the company has launched three other Jeffrey stores, also mostly in rural areas, where they can track how the stores perform before expanding the concept further. Anderson sounds almost evangelical as he points to the flashing lights, bright colors, and display areas in the store.
When you walk in the store and you see all the orange giraffe skin and you hear Jeffrey talking to you and the ceiling is painted citrus blast and there's this big wall, you can't help but smile.
Compared to the company's other stores, the Jeffrey stores are different. They feature not just toys, but also clothing and other items from the company's Kids R Us and Babies R Us lines. There's a learning center with educational toys and an area called Studio G for kids' activities. And at the store in Fond du Lac, they also do birthday parties. Lisa Day, a store employee, is blowing up balloons for a party they'll be having later in the day.
Monday through Thursday, we usually have about four parties. On Saturdays, we have five just on Saturday, and usually on Sundays we have three.
Nancy Loggenfeld has brought her daughter Hannah into the store to pick out a birthday present, a motorized Barbie Jeep. She drove 20 miles from Oshkosh to shop at Jeffrey.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me about Jeffrey's Inn, and I've only been here three times now. So I thought, well, it'd be a perfect opportunity to check prices comparable to like Walmart and Target, and they are comparable.
I was going to say, what'd you find?
I found that within a couple dollars, not bad at all.
But Toys R Us faces an uphill battle. The company has cut nearly 1,000 jobs this year. Over the past several years, it's embarked on an ambitious remodeling of its 680 U.S. toy stores. Now it's retooling some of those stores again, making them Jeffrey stores. Richard Lintner, an analyst with Boston Consulting, says Walmart's growing share of the toy business, now nearly a quarter of all sales, is also putting increasing pressure on the entire toy selling industry.
Walmart was able to capture significant share. And during the Christmas season, they have as broad of an assortment as the consumer could possibly want. They offer very good prices for name brands, and therefore they have captured significant share. Toy industry, or the toy retail specifically, were not able to react fast enough, and therefore came under pressure.
By widening its selection of products and services, Toys R Us hopes to bring more people into its stores more frequently. The company has plans to open 15 more Jeffrey stores in bigger markets like San Antonio and Austin. But in a toy market that's becoming more competitive, the company has to focus on giving customers more goods and services under one roof. Jack Speer, NPR News, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.